and welcome to Local Sports. Tonight, we're going to have a fun time with a special broadcast coming up live from Richland Center's Kroska Park. It's Church League Softball Championship action, and it comes your way in just a bit, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. We'll have an update on how it's going to go tonight at Kroska Park in just a little bit, as Baptist Temple gets set to face off against Hidden Valley Community Church. Our broadcast continues with more pregame comments in a moment here on WRCO.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too, planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Welcome to Kroska Park. I'm Phil Nee. We're here for the Church League Championship. And the coach of Hidden Valley Community is joining us right now. That's Corey Thompson. Corey, I don't know if you've had a night this nice to play softball for the championship game for a long time, have you?
I tell you what, this is a beautiful night to play this game. My memory doesn't serve me well when it comes to whether or not it's been this nice for this. Great night for this.
You've had another good year with the team? Tell me about the season.
We did really well. Got through the first, we play, there's six teams in the league, so we play each other twice. And so we started season 4-0, met a Mission team, played us great, beat us. And then, started the second half, we're able to win some tight games, some good games. And finished 9-1 during the regular season.
Yeah, pretty much the same players that we saw last year.
It is almost, if you were to look at my lineup from last year to this year, it's almost the exact same team. Actually, I think it is the same team, so that's pretty great.
You play a team, Baptist Temple, that you're no strangers. You know these guys pretty well.
I do. I played with those guys for a few years, actually, I have a lot of friends and family that over there are mostly friends. And, so I know those guys pretty well, and so it should be a really fun night for us.
They played you pretty close last time.
They did. They gave us really, this will be the fourth time we played them, and each time the game seems to get closer. So, they're a good team. Quick team, fast. We got to play good defense against them.
Well, let's talk about your pitcher. Who do you got in the circle tonight?
Jim Luxton, the old savvy veteran. Jim's been with us for many years, and Jim's he's a great pitcher, smart player, been doing it a long time. So he's great. We're very fortunate to have Jim.
Going to say he's one of those guys that seems to be ageless because he looks about the same as he did when I played, and that was a long time ago.
I think he plays ageless as well too. So yeah, Jim's a great guy and a great teammate.
How many sons do you have on the team?
I have three sons and two nephews on the team, so about 50% of the team is related to me in some way.
So if you're going to get a win here and go home early, what does the team have to do well here tonight?
Kind of just keep doing what we've been doing. You got to play good defense and then timely hitting. You know, sometimes, you leave runners on, so we got to get that key hit, especially with two outs. And, and then they're pretty speedy, so we got to get that ball in really quick, and I think that will help us.
Sounds good. It's a blessing to be out here playing tonight, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, very much so.
Sounds good. Corey Thompson joining us. He is the coach of Hidden Valley Community Church, and we'll be right back with more in a moment. WRCO Radio Sports.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Coach. Dave Fretz is the coach of the Baptist Temple team. Dave, getting ready for game time tonight. Looks like it's been a fun year for the team. Has that been the case?
It has been so much fun. We had a lot of young guys out, and we've just really been working together and playing together and just having a blast.
Getting through the consolation round and getting to this point, that's not easy to do, is it?
It's not, and the guys have just really come together, and, of course, just great base running and hitting, and it's just it's been really fun with the younger guys coming up and playing.
I noticed that, yeah, you have some offspring here. You got some relatives. You have some church members. It looks like it's a good group.
Yeah, it's a mixture. We have about 18 on the roster playing, so there's a lot of batting going on and a lot of rotating around the field.
So you played them last time, a pretty good game. I think it was 16-9. What do you have to do tonight if you're going to stay in this one?
Really good base running, hit the ball, and really just field the ball, and I think we can stay close.
It's a good time playing this league, and I know you've been playing probably since you were small too, haven't you?
I have. I've been playing since about 13, and there's a lot of history playing Hidden Valley with the Thompsons on that team. We go all the way back to childhood, playing together at the schoolyard and just growing up together. So this game is even a little bit more special with a lot of the Thompsons on the team.
Sure. Good memories of your father. I was thinking about that tonight. You thinking about him tonight?
Definitely. Been thinking about him all week. He'd like to come down and watch the games. And when we first had the team for the Richmond Baptist Temple, he jumped in, played first base, he played catcher just to help us out and get things going.
Absolutely. So good memories. And I think that's what the history of the Church League is lots of times, you know, the pastor playing, you know, fathers and sons, and even grandpas in this league, too.
Yeah, that is so true. It's just a really nice time of fellowship.
It is, definitely. Well, good luck as you get set. Thanks for joining us tonight. Look forward to the game.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Dave Fretz joining us on our pregame show, WRCO Radio, and we'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you feel.
Our pregame continues here from East Diamond at Crosskip Park. Joining me for the broadcast tonight is Jamie Johnson. He's also a veteran of this league. And, Jamie, your team was probably the only one to beat Hidden Valley this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, we kind of felt like we lucked out a little bit that night. They solid team. You know, we just happened to play great defense that night and had some those timely hits that they were talking about in the pregame. We kind of joked. I think I was consistently inconsistent enough on the mound that they couldn't get a read on me. I got a few lucky high ball pitches to keep them off balance. And, but we had tremendous defense that night. I know they strained a lot of runners, and you hold your breath every inning because this team can just explode for double-digit runs in any inning. So we were fortunate to win that one. Second time around, they had our number, but as I was telling you, the pregame, what Church League is about, we had so much fun. I don't know if I've ever had so much fun in a loss. You know, as competitive as I am, but it's just, you know the guys, and you're having fun. You know, they're all engaging with it. Jim was pretty locked in on the mound, but everybody else was having fun. You know, we had a good time, and that's what Church League's about. I've missed it. You know, we have been coaching basketball on Tuesday night, so it's good to be back, and wish we were playing tonight, but just didn't work out that way this year. But we had a good first run at it here again. We hadn't had a team for a few years, so we were able to get back into it. We're excited.
Baptist Temple playing in memory of Pastor C.D. Fretz. We mentioned that on the pregame show a little bit, but it's a nice team and a good young team. And they're the kind of team that they're just out there having fun. They can be a little bit of a challenge, can't they?
Yeah, we opened up our season with them, and they were talking about, you know, hey, just a couple years ago, we didn't have a team. We're just trying to get these guys playing, and we're going to be a work in progress. And they've really just come along. But they've got some veteran players like the Callum boys. They see both are here tonight. They're fabulous players, you know, so they're going to help lead the way with that.
Let's take time out. I think it's prayer time, so we'll step away and be quiet. And we'll be back with more in a moment. WRCO Sports.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East, Richland Center, Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC.
Broadcast from Richland Center's Crosscut Park on the East Diamond. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Jamie Johnson for the action tonight. The batting order for Baptist Temple, Malachi Fretz will lead it off, followed by Dusty Callen, Ira Coppernall, David Harper bats cleanup, Brandon Buechler will be followed by Dave Fretz, Derek Calland, and then Brady McGlynn, Andrew Knable, Tyler Peckham, David Kramer, Matty McGlynn, Isaiah Coppernall, Mitchell Woodman, Nathan Knable, Connor Hying, Fletcher Harper, and Duncan Harper. That's the lineup. We've got game time here. Jim Luxton will be in the circle, and Todd Ernestine behind the plate. Jamie, a little bit of sunshine out here tonight.
Yeah, we were fortunate. We always got to play at 8:30 on the other diamond, so I just know as a batter, early these first few innings, it's a real struggle to come in. You see our leadoff batter's got his sunglasses on. He's trying to bat that sun.
Doings and misses. So nothing at one on Malachi. Luxton into the motion. Here's the pitch again. This one shot back to the mound. Picked up by Luxton. Throw to first in time over to Christian Ernestine. One up, one down.
You know, we saw there even, it was a routine grounder, but the speed that Temple they talked about, they did cause a problem with all these young guys that wheeled down the line. They didn't make it easy. If there's a bobble there, they would have beat that out. So,
of course, you know, make the play and throw it faster sometimes than you want to. Dusty Callen will be the batter. Here's the pitch from Luxton, and it's going to be ripped toward the middle in there for the first hit of the night. So Callen will round and look there with a solid single. Quinn Tidrick up the middle at second. Adam Windsor at short. Corey Thompson at third for the Hidden Valley team. And then it will be Matt Hatfield in the outfield. Ben Thompson, Andrew Thompson, and Nolan Thompson. And here is Ira Coppernall, the runner at first and one away here in the opening inning of Church League Championship action. There's the pitch, bounce up the middle, knocked down by Luxton. It spins, he picks, throws, in time with a stretch from Ernest. Oh, nice play.
Yeah, it was a nice play, a good reaction by Jim. But again, real close play at first for a grounder back in the middle. But that's what we like about Church League softball, too, is they have those bats that are limited, flight off them for safety reasons. That right there, that would have been an open term. I would have been a little feared for Jim's life on that one.
Allen at second. David Harper bounces it off of the mound area. Picked up by the shortstop. Windsor throws him out and steals a base hit and maybe a run here.
Yeah.
That'll do it in the inning for Baptist Temple. They get a hit and strand one after a half inning. It is Baptist Temple nothing. Coming up to bat in just a short time. Hidden Valley Community Church here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
TC Auto Works is your one stop for vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist, from tires, shocks, and suspension parts to steering components. TC Auto Works is now offering credit card financing on repairs over $199 with qualifying credit and balance paid in full within 6 months. See the dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Beautiful night to be out here. We even have, we've got protection in case a fight breaks out. We have Paul Knorr over here and some other folks, so we're protected, Jamie.
Yeah, we are. But, you know, both these churches have been well supported all year, you know, coming out for for that, and that's part of it, too. I mean, it's not only the group of the people playing out on the field, but it's people in the stands that have come out with Church League. I think that makes it even more unique than some of the other leagues. If the church rallied around it, then they have a good time here.
Dave Frentz in the circle for Baptist Temple. And behind the plate, he's going to alternate catchers, but it looks like Andrew Knievel is there first. And standing in will be Andrew Thompson for Hidden Valley. Nothing on the board for Baptist Temple, and now the bottom of the first, and here is Thompson. Played a little home talent this year.
Yeah, and he's notorious for taking the extra base here, so they got to get it in quick.
Right down the line.
That's going to for sure be a double, because he's going for two.
He's digging, and he's there. Stand up two-bagger. So Andrew Thompson starts it off well for Hidden Valley. Yeah, Dublay right inside the third base bag right there.
Yeah, our team forgot that about Andrew, and he made his pay the first time we came up nice, easy, and all of a sudden we threw it in. All of a sudden he was standing in a second. I'm like, oh,
what is that speed? Todd Ernest, he rips one toward right field on the ground, base hit, and it's going to be picked up in the outfield. Here comes Andrew Thompson. He'll wheel the deal in, and it is 1-0 Hidden Valley. How about that, father and son tandem? Has your dad ever knocked you in?
Actually, that's a cool story. My dad came out of retirement this year. The guys on the team are like, oh, we miss Sonny. You know, I'm like, he's going to be 84 this month. Battling cancer. He's out there.
Oh, good for him.
And he came out, and his first at-bat, he drove me in. I scored on his hit. So
what a
great
point.
Memory. One of the guys got a picture of it. It was great.
Stopper towards short. Backhanded there. The second not in time. And Ben Tidrick is on at first base. So two aboard here with nobody out in the opening inning. And that'll bring up Adam Windsor, shortstop. Baptist Temple will kind of alternate positions throughout the night. Here's the pitch. This one swung on and missed. Nothing in one.
Yeah, as typical, you know, it's Churchill, you still get razzed by your teammates. He's hearing it from his teammates there. They're thanking him for the breeze on this hot night to cool him down. But
yeah, the trash talking is usually amongst teammates,
yeah,
isn't it? Runners at 1-2, nobody out. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air, center field, and it is going to be in there for a bouncer right in front of the left fielder. Todd Ernesty being waved. He'll come in, and it's 2-0 out of base hit by Windsor. Good hit, good solid hit out there. How deep is the fence at Truska Park? Any idea?
You know, I don't know. Adam's one of those few guys that has that potential to actually hit it out. Again, we talked about the limited ball, limited bat flight. There hasn't been too many out of the park home runs. There's been a few in the gap.
Chopper to Harper. Throws to third in time for the force on Tidrick, and there's one away. Carter into a fielder's choice. Jeremy at first. Windsor at second. And then Tristan Furnessy, the batter.
As you know, when we played Hidden Valley, thankfully it was 1 foot as deep as it was because Adam hit it right to the fence. And we were joking. I think he hit it higher than he did far. I've never seen one hit that high before, seriously, but we lucked out that night. But, yeah, there's a lot of gap. These guys have good base hitting.
Stayed in the park, though.
Yep.
Christian Ernst, he played in the hometown baseball all-star game on Friday night at Warner Park, so good opportunity for him. He'll route one toward third, down the line in there. We're going to wave Windsor at third, picked up in left field, and Hidden Valley scores run number three as Windsor comes in. Carter at second, Ernest at first with an RBI hit. That'll bring up Matt Hatfield. Hatfield, the batter. I've been impressed by Matt's defense over the years. You know, many a runner has risked and lost against him. He'll rip one to left, and this one should be playable. Coming on and making the grab there, and good catch.
Yeah, I remember a long time ago we were at a church event and a combined thing, and we were doing a punt, pass, and kick. And the first time I saw Matt or met Matt, he chucked the football about 65 yards. Right? I'm like, oh, my gosh, I've never seen that in person. Someone that's not in the NFL before throw it like that. So, yeah, he's definitely gotten some people down. And the one night he must – I think he got picked by a cow the night we played him. He was playing catcher. I'm like, boy, you guys are loaded. You're playing catcher. You know, so we're just having a good time. Great athlete.
Luxton bounces to first. Jim is going to be thrown out on a play. There's David Brett's making the play over there at first. The pitcher covering the bag, and that's out number three. And that will do it in the inning. 3-3 for Hidden Valley. They lead 3-0 after one in Championship Church League softball from WRCO Sports.
Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland. Simpson's Tractor with sales, service, and rental can be just what you need to stay on track this summer. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Welcome back. It is the top of the second. Jim Luxton's first pitch. It's fouled off and strike one on Brandon DeBuechler. Nothing in one. 3-0. Hidden Valley leading. Baptist Temple here. It's our fourth Church League championship broadcast. I don't know if the broadcast is a championship, but it's a game that we're broadcasting. Here's a chopper over to the left side. Luxton wheels and deals a little high, and there's a collision at first, and safe at first is Brandon DeBuechler.
Yeah, I think the first game you guys did was like an all-star game, if I remember right.
I think so, yeah.
You know, yeah, with different players from that. But, yeah, that was a tough play there. Did have a collision. Thankfully, everybody's walking away from that one all right. But, you know, Pat Temple here is able to get a leadoff runner on, so they can scratch a run this game.
Good start. And their pastor and pitcher, Dave Fretz. Buechler at first. Here is the pitch. And this one is going to be ripped toward the middle, and that is going to be in there. And the base hit. Runner is going to go toward third. Fretz right behind him at second. And there are two on and nobody out.
Great, great aggressive base running. And, you know, it's that risk-reward. I mean, you don't want to make the first out at third, but yet you're playing Hidden Valley, who's been a perennial power here, and you got to get the runs when you can. So put the pressure on them. Now base hit, could score two here.
Derek Calland will be the batter. Hidden Valley, four straight. Championships here at Crosscut Park, going for five tonight. Baptist Temple with a swing and a miss by Callen, nothing in a one. Brady McGlynn in the hitter's circle. Sunshine starting to fade a little bit in the west here. Second inning. Here's the pitch. This one bounced toward right, going to score the run as it gets through. Scoring will be DeBuechler. They're coming on with Dave Fretz. Here he is. He'll walk it in at the end. And at second base is Derek Callen. So it's 3-2, just like that, Jimmy.
Just like that. Again, those Callen boys like to go to right field if they had the scouting report. but he was still able to find the gap in there and get those runs in.
Hit it hard. It's kind of a funny hop, but he hit it hard. Left-handed batter is Brady McGlynn standing in here in the second inning. Pitch by Luxton. This one is going to be bounced. Or no, high fly to the outfield and in there for a base hit. And he's going for two. Throw to second. Not going to be in time. Runner holding it third. Still nobody out.
Yeah, aggressive base running again. Quinn looked to throw home because a hard turn at third. And also, by the time he saw the guy, kind of snuck in underneath him there. Did a good, great aggressive base running there.
Here's Andrew Knable. Two in, two on, nobody out for Baptist Temple. Here's the pitch. Bounce to short. Windsor looks the runner back at second. Whoops to first in time. There's one away. Nice play.
Nice play. Good call. It was a bang-bang play there at first. Weren't able to get the run in there. They have that rule here in Church League. You know, it's a little different than other leagues here. Once you go halfway, you're committed and you got to go, and all of a sudden it's now force out at first. So you're not quite as aggressive compared to other leagues or tournaments trying to score on that.
Tyler Peckham, the batter. Tyler rips it to right in there. Going to tie the game at least. Calland is in, and they've got McGlynn held at third. It's 3-3 here in the second. Good hit by Tyler Peckham. RBI hit, and Callen in, and we're even. And now David Kramer making his way in. Kramer fashionably late here. Got runners at the corners. I think he's coaching, isn't he? Oh, maybe he just got here.
Yeah, he was bringing his glove across. He might have been coaching first. I wasn't watching there.
He makes his way in. He may not have known he was up that. But he is now. He's a left-handed batter, and he's up with a good situation here for Baptist Temple. One away, runners at first and at third here in the East Diamond. It's Jim Luxton into the motion. The pitch to David, and it's going to be swung on and missed. Nothing in one. Not much of a breeze tonight to factor in. Balls have been hit sharply. It doesn't matter whether it's breezy or not.
Yeah. And thankfully, we did get that rain. It's up the infield because some of those, like hitting it off cement, and they've taken some wicked hops. It's been a little scary out there for some of the guys there this year. So it's much needed rain for everybody, but it helped the Church League game tonight.
Here's a pitch bounce toward first. Oh, it's going to stay in fair. They're going to let it roll, and it stays fair.
and the bases are loaded. I didn't think I was going to stay here.
Yeah, I actually had that lefty side, you know, spin on it. And, at that point, I know Roger was going to let it go and see if it just get one more rotation or two, see if it'd go foul or not. But it was right on the line. Dave Frank hopped right on that, made the call decisively. So it was good all the way around here. Bases are loaded, like you said.
Matty McGlynn, the batter. One away. Here's the pitch. Bounce on the infield. Windsor. Glove. No. Bottles. Run scores. Mathis Temple takes the lead. McGlynn sneaks it through. And that gives the Baptist Temple crowd over here something to cheer about. They are large numbers, don't they?
Yeah, it is. It's a time film. Both bleachers here tonight. Again, just good. Something to do on a summer evening here. It's great to get together and watch that happen. And again, very supportive church of the players.
Isaiah Coppernall swings through and misses. Still loaded up. Tyler Peckham at third. David Kramer at second. Manny McGlynn at first. After that RBI, here's one inside. It's going to be a ball. Even the count.
Just short, about 2 inches of the ice in the veins taking that one.
No kidding. 1-1. Here's the pitch. And that one is close. Wow.
Same location. You knew it. You had it all the way, Phil. What are you talking
about? Oh, yeah. 2-1.
I would have been swinging.
I think I would have, too. Here comes the next pitch. That one is going to bounce in there, and that's a strike taken, and there are two away.
Jim kind of lowballed one on him there. He's been going up on him, and then just wanted to make sure he didn't walk a run in there. He had to come, had to come to the plate, and came down, but it kind of throws you off, just like in regular baseball.
Yeah.
Softball, you got to change speed, change location.
Change it up.
Change up speed, height and that, too.
Mitchell Woodman, the batter. Here's the pitch, and he bounces it slowly to third. Corey Thompson picks. Tags a runner, and that'll do it. Did the run score?
Nope, the run does not score. Nope. It'll be technically like a forced out, and so no run on that one.
That'll do it then. Looking into a fielder's choice, and in the inning, four runs across for Baptist Temple. They lead 4-3 after an inning and a half of Church League softball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
In the bottom of the second for Hidden Valley, Ben Thompson, Nolan Thompson, and Roger Wilson are due. It's a 4-3 ball game. So a little similar to the last time they met. I know Baptist Temple had a lead the last time they met. And they're going to try to keep it up here. Got to play some good defense. And Ben Thompson will be in right after Dave Frank sets the table here, sweeps the plate. And we are ready. Dave Fretz on the hill for inning number two. There's a pitch. Ripped in the air to center. Going back to center fielder. It's carrying well, but he's got a beat on it. Oh, basket grab. Oh, nice play for Brandon DeBuechler out there. I think he overran it. Maybe.
Yeah, I think. I mean, he came off the bat well, and I thought, ooh, he's going to get on it. What do you say? You have to get on his horse. He got on it a little too well. He had to put on the brakes. Kind of came back in and made it, but got both hands on the ball and cured it. Almost like an egg toss catch.
Yes, it was. Nolan Thompson, ooh, takes a tough strike from Brett. Oh, nice pitch there. Nothing in one. 4-3, Baptist Temple here. Just joining us. Bottom of the second inning. Scheduled 7 tonight. Here's the pitch. And that one is taken inside. Ball one.
Wow. Talking about ice in the veins again. That barely missed. It had the length. Just missed inside.
1-1 the count. Brett's with the pitch. And it's taken inside the ball. 2-1. One away in the second inning here at Cross Cut Park.
Full count, 2-1 count.
Ooh,
Church League.
Yes, it is. Got to forget that. So juggling is Fretz, and he is back and ready to roll. And the 2-1 offering on the payoff, it is taken for a strike. Two away. Each pitcher has a strikeout now, Jamie.
Yeah. Again, I think I froze him on there. Just a little. Dave's always, our team had a hard time hitting off him. He's actually the lowest. Because the lowest pitcher and kind of gets you to pop up at times or just changes your view. And he came up with a strike there.
Delivers a ball to Roger Wilson. Two up and two down in a second. One ball and no strikes to Roger. And Brett's back. Knows the rubber. Here's the pitch. ripped in the air toward left field and going to be in there for a base hit. Two out hit. And that'll bring up the veteran playing manager, Corey Thompson. Time is called as they retrieve the bat.
Yep, and we have Nolan Thompson courtesy running.
Okay.
Or Roger. A lot of times I had about a four-game stretch where I had a courtesy runner this year. I had a kind of a pulled hamstring. So some of those B players, we get to have that opportunity if need be. So
get those young guys out there.
Yeah, so the last out, the way that works in Church League, the last out comes the runner.
Here's a rip by Corey Thompson to right field. That is in there for a base hit. And ripping around the bases is Nolan Thompson. He's at third on the infield throw. Corey goes to second. So a little something-something here with two outs in the inning and back to the top of the order for Andrew Thompson.
You know, this is right here is where those key things we're talking about. Both managers talked about the time that's a key hitting here. Can Baptist Temple get out of this and, you know, get out of here with the lead yet? Or are they going to, now Sin Valley with two outs, going to put a couple more runs across here?
Top of the order. Thompson doubled last time. Andrew swings and rips one to deep center. Left fielder, center fielder converging. It's going to drop out there by the fence. And it will score two.
That could be an inside-the-park home run with his speed.
Going. He's running toward home now. Throw in. Not in time. And it is.
Yep.
A three-run inside-the-park home run for Andrew Thompson.
Yeah. When I saw that come off the bat, and I saw where the outfielders were located, I was like, ooh, that's going to be trouble. They're a little shallow there.
Oh, Andrew
packs a pretty good punch there. He may be small there, but he's a solid hitter, and he just got the gap on him. With his speed, I thought that was going to be inside-the-park.
Something that I never knew when I played, and you probably didn't either, although maybe when you were younger.
When I was younger, actually, I was, you know, reflecting on that. It's kind of like Todd Ernst going down the right field line, just foul. That would have been a double or triple. How I used to be the leadoff hitter, and I was in the two spot because I like Todd and went to right field a lot. And this year I found my true calling back in the 9 or 10 spot. So
you're setting the table for
setting
the
table. We're trying to stay the second leadoff, but...
three runs across here now as the lead is taken back by Hidden Valley. And Todd Ernest, yep, nobody on. And again, two away. Everything with two here for Hidden Valley. The pitch bounced towards shortstop. Picked there by Harper. David throws him out for the third out. That will do it. Three runs across in the inning. It is a 6-4 Hidden Valley lead after two over Baptist Temple on WRCO and WRCO.com.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
Proud to be a part of our local community, City Utilities of Richland Center supports area youth. The dedicated local people of City Utilities provide the best service at the lowest possible cost to water, wastewater, and electric customers. As a member owner of WPPI Energy, City Utilities is helping our community grow into the 21st century. Richland Center, a public utilities community since 1880.
Jim Luxon warming up for his next inning of work, the third. He'll face Nathan Knable, Connor Hying, and Fletcher Harper. Names on the Baptist Temple squad that we called in the swimming pool a couple of weeks ago when we did the Simon Shark Swim Meet broadcast. So Luxon, ready to go, and here's the batter. The pitch is taking a swing now toward left field. Coming out of the left fielder, and he's got it. Hatfield pulls it in for the first out. What a way for Connor Hying. Well, Dave Turk, I think, was busy, and Bill Twining, he's on the injured reserve, and you were still healthy, so we brought you in tonight. Appreciate you coming along.
Hey, no problem.
Standing in is Connor Hying, and here's the pitch. Connor will take a swing, and this one is going to be hit toward the foul line, right field line, and out of play.
It's fun to be back in the Church League, you know, softball community, so to speak. Like I said, I been coaching the last few nights or last summers, you know, on that, so it was good to be back and seeing fellow out of the same faces and picked up that's where we left off, talking to people and fellowshipping and with the spirit of the Church League about.
You bet. Here's the pitch, and it's going to be ripped up the middle and in there. Buxton may have nicked it with his glove, but it's a solid hit for Connor Hines. One out, one away for Fletcher Harper. Yeah, you moved to the pitcher's mound this year, didn't you?
Yeah. You know, I remember Bob Uecker telling the story about the outfield, and as he aged, all of a sudden that ball would start to move a lot more. And before I got done, I was playing the outfield. Like, that's starting to happen to me, and I about got hurt one night. So I'm like, I think I'm done with that.
Too dangerous.
Too dangerous.
Here's Fletcher Harper, and he'll watch one outside. A ball. One ball and no strikes. Buxton kind of getting right around that plate. Doesn't mind if the batter goes fishing once in a while. And Fletcher held off. This one is going to be taken inside for ball two. Two and nothing. Runner at first. One away here in the inning. Next pitch is taken for a ball. A rare three ball.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen Tim walk, but I used to play with him for years, too. And he was just so clutch. So, you know, that's going to bother him a little bit, you know, making that walk have happen. But here we go.
So Duncan Harper, I believe, is the batter. Is that right?
It looks like it. I was going to say, look at one of the Cowboys, but let's see Duncan.
Here comes the pitch. That one is going to be bounced off. The pitcher's gone off second base bag and in there. And that's going to score a run for Baptist Temple. Throw to third, not in time, down the line. And that runner's going to stay at third. So run across. And it's a 6-5 ball game. Wow. Good. You're just putting it in play if you're Baptist Temple,
yeah,
right?
Just got to keep putting it in play. You know, willing to sacrifice there, sliding in short. You know, to make sure he beat that throw, because Andrew's got a gun out there and came up firing. Did get away, but they weren't able to advance on it.
Already back to the top of the order. Here's the pitch ripped down the line in there for a base hit. That'll score Harper, and Duncan Harper holds at third. All the way to second is Malachi Fretz, and we're back to even. How about that? They're hitting the ball well tonight, putting into play. Duncan Harper at third. Fretz is at first for Dusty Callen. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, so I think they scratched Duncan tonight
from
the lineup there.
Because this is going to be David Harper coming up.
Yeah, and Ira just batted there, so.
Okay, here comes the pitch. That one is ripped to left. It's in there for a base hit. That'll score the run. And maybe two. Coming on is Brett Malachi will score. And David Harper with a solid hit. How about that? Couple more across here in the inning.
We have good wheels from Ira there. Score second on that. Got our courtesy runner here.
So then,
yeah, I think we had a scratch from our original lineup there to get us back around the top there.
Okay, so this will be Brandon DeBuechler. He had a ground out last time and scored a run. Luxton back to the hill. Now takes a step off. Time is called. They're asking for if it was the last out, I think, the runner at first base, right? Do some checking on that. Beginning here for Baptist Temple. Again, Jamie, they're just making things happen, aren't they?
Yeah. I think we had, there was a question on who was the last out, and it kind of ran out there, and I think it was Fletcher there that made the out, so they had to pop him in for the courtesy runner, so nothing really in the lineup changes there, fancy there, just for us calling the bases here.
That one. High fly in there to right field, caught, now flip back to first base, and it is in time, I believe. Did they call it out?
I think he pulled his foot off the bag, jumping off the play.
Nice double play try by Andrew Thompson for the outfield after the grab.
Yep. He just came off to try to catch that there.
See if they...
They're going to discuss it, but I think his foot came off the bag trying to snag it. It would have been a bang-bang. Christian was stretching really well. The ball was tailing a little bit away from him. It was just close there. I don't know if it was, again, whether the throw beat or if his foot came off the bag. They're going to confer and call him safe.
We'll stay safe. All right. So that should bring up Dave Fretz. He'll be up here in just a moment. Got a big inning here for Baptist Temple. So we have one on and still, just one out. Been a quick inning here.
Now we have two. That was a fly ball. Trying to get the double up there.
Thank you.
End the inning.
So this will be Dave Fretz. Here's the pitch. And it's going to be ripped to left field. Pretty well hit. Left fielder over. Wow. And it is going to be in there. Gaps to the left field. And the runner held at second, now heading to third, sliding in there. It's a double for Dave Fretz.
Dave had a great gap shot, got all the way to the fence there. Just had a little runner ahead of him, slowed up a little bit there, seeing where the ball was, and he lost track of it. But second and third now.
So this will bring up
Derek Callen.
Derek Callen singled and scored last time. Runners at two and three.
Of course, they like to go to right center or center there. So
here's the pitch, and it's long. Ball one.
See if he stays true to form here or tries to mix up the throws with the pitch where Jim throws it.
Here's the next pitch. That one is ripped toward right. That's going to get in there, and another run will score. And Dave Fretz is legging around. Throw coming on, and it's cut off. That's a simple pound of the ball around pretty well here tonight.
Yeah, and it hits right up the middle, either, you know, hard up the middle on the ground, or that was a beautiful line drive right over Jim's head. Nobody would have been able to position or catch that. It was just a well-placed hit. Drove in the two runs.
So two RBIs. And this, I believe, is Brady McGlynn.
Yeah.
So Andrew Knievel on deck. And again, two outs. Inning continues. This one is going to be ripped to right field. Should be playable. Thompson is back. He's got it for out number three. That will do it. We'll have to check our book here because we got a little off there. But let's see. Three, six, seven, like eight runs come across in the inning for Baptist Temple as they take the lead. We'll be back with the bottom of the third coming up next. Wild and woolly action here tonight at Kroska Park at WRCO, WRCO.com.
Richland Center invites you to explore, discover, enjoy. You'll find outdoor escapes, roads less traveled, timeless treasures, autumn's masterpiece, Dairyland Delights, fins and feathers, peaceful paddling, and more. The best place to start is RichlandCenterTourism.com. Richland Center, the birthplace of Frank Lloyd Wright, America's first designated Purple Heart City, home of the Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals and more, is a Discover Wisconsin Choice Destination.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
It is a 10-4 score. We had to do some adding and subtracting here between innings, but a 10-4 lead.
10-6. They scored six.
That's right.
Yeah, yep.
They had four. They scored six. So, yeah, there we go. The batter leading off here will be Quinn Tidrick. It's the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. That one is going to be ripped to left center. Center fielder back, and he's got it with a running drive. Nice play out there. Gets a round of applause. Brandon DeBuechler covering a lot of ground out there.
Yeah, the first looked like that was a gapper over Ira's head, and Brandon ran that down. One thing we did clarify during the break there, they are still enforcing the seven-run rule per inning, which is the first five.
So if one four would have scored, that was going to do it.
That was going to end the inning whether they got the third out or not. So be back and forth here. Then after the fifth inning, that goes away, and it's going all in.
Adam Windsor, the batter, takes a look at a ball inside. One ball and no strikes. He singled and knocked in a run last time.
That sun has finally dropped below the tree. A little easier for us to see for the batters.
Here's a rip to left. That's a solid hit for Windsor. One out single in the third inning. We'll bring up Jeremy Carter. Yeah, it was hurting my trajectory when I would see it leave the bat. I couldn't see if it was in the air or on the ground there for a while, but now I can see again.
You know, that was just a solid play by Ira there. Adam took a hard, aggressive turn, and Ira just put it right on the bag, and Adam had to retreat back. You know, just kind of good to test the waters, see where those arms are at, and Ira aims to spell with that.
Jeremy Carter lifts one to left, pulls it down the line, and it's caught by the left fielder. Runner moving from first to second on the play, and Windsor is there. Two away for Christian Earnessy. Earnessy singled to knock in one last time.
Good smart base running, deep fly ball to left. Callen's a good fielder, probably do it, but Adam smartly tagged up and able to advance to second base, put himself in scoring position. Christian.
Hey, Fretz moving his infield around. The shift is on a little bit here right now. Fretz with the pitch. Earnest, he bounces at the left field in there for a base hit. That should score Windsor. He's coming around. Copperdahl with a throw in, holds the runner at first, and it's 10-7 now. Solid hit for Earnesy. It'll bring up Matt Hatfield. Well, if you're Hidden Valley back at it, you know, maybe you're stunned a little bit here by the number of hits that these guys have had so far. But they can hit, too.
Yeah.
Could be a high-scoring one by the time it's all through.
Yeah, very well could be.
Here's a rip to center. Coming out of the center fielder. Plays it. Now it bounces through. And this one could be all the way. It rolls. Nope. That's a ground rule double.
Slid underneath the fence. Yep. It would have been a ground or inside the park home run, but slid under the fence.
So Ernest, he has to go back to third. And then at second will be Matt Hatfield on a ground rule double. That's kind of a tough break for Hidden Valley.
Yeah, it is. you get scooted by to the outfield track. And you think you probably got inside the park home run and RBIs, and you get nothing. I mean, you get a double out of it, but you don't get the RBIs or the glory of the home run.
Jim Luxton will be the batter. Chance to help his own cause in a 10-7 ballgame. Hidden Valley scored 3 runs in the first, 3 in the second, 4 in the second, and 6 in the third for Baptist Temple.
So they got the lefty shift on.
Here's the chopper up the middle. Oh, he stuck it through. Earnesy will score. Here comes Hatfield as the throw comes on, and 2 more for Hidden Valley.
Yeah, and Jim just saw that shift. They were playing over and deep and just flicked it right up the middle where the open gap, was. He's a pretty good full hitter, but he'll flip it. Everyone's well down that third baseline there, but that was right up the middle there. It was a beautiful slap hit on the gap.
Ben Thompson drills it to left. That's a base hit. Picked up by the left fielder on the play. The runner goes to second base. Courtesy runner for Jim. That was, Jeremy Carter.
Jeremy Carter's running for him.
And this will bring up Nolan Thompson. Oh, we're looking for his first hit tonight. So 3 more in the inning. It's been 3-3-3 for Hidden Valley. Here's the pitch. This one popped first base side and out of play. Nothing in one to the batter. Crowd curious but well-behaved tonight. High school football coming up on Thursday and Friday. Doesn't seem possible.
Oh, well, we started volleyball practice this week, so it's, we're in full swing.
Here's a pop toward the pitcher and caught by Fretz for out number 3. That will do it. Hidden Valley scores their 3 spot again, and it is 10-9 after 3 innings of wild Church League softball. Stay with us. I almost fell over backwards in my stool there. That was exciting, and we'll be back with the 4th coming up next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Wagner Auto Service is proud to be your hometown family-owned towing business. If it needs a tow, they can handle it no matter the size. You always receive professional 24-hour towing with reasonable rates from Wagner Auto Service. They do it all at Wagner Auto Body with qualified mechanics and auto body work as well. Remember, Wagner Towing and Auto is available 24/7. If you need it hauled, rely on the service you can trust from Wagner Auto. Call 647-3443.
We'll go to the 4th inning here at Kroska Park in championship softball. Andrew Knabel slated to lead it off, followed by Tyler Peckham and David Kramer, it looks like, and Jim Luxton. We'll get into the groove again here. It's a 10-9 ball game. 4 runs second, 6 runs third for Baptist Temple. Here's the pitch by Luxton. It's taken for a ball. Luxton, when he misses, he doesn't miss by much.
No.
Here's the next pitch. That one is swung on and missed. 1-1, the count.
I think I have to say I probably had the worst misses. I missed by a lot this year sometimes out there. I'm trying to do different things, and it was a no-brainer decision for them sometimes. So I didn't make it always hard on them as I could. It made it harder on myself. I had made a lot more pitches. But
easy on the batter.
Yeah, Jim's always right around there tempting them.
2-1. Here's a rip to left base. Yeah.
Dropped out. Nice swing there.
Andrew Knabel holds at first base, leadoff base hit. And that'll bring up Tyler Peckham. After Stemple batting the bench, again, we missed a few players that evidently aren't here tonight, but we were given an 18-batter lineup by Baptist Temple this evening. Batting the bench, and everybody getting involved. Some of the players kind of swapping defensive positions as well. Here's the pitch chopped on the infield, played by Corey Thompson, throw to second to Quinn Tidrick, and they get the force for the first out.
Bang, bang play at second, but I wasn't making that call on that one. It was a tough call from there. I mean, it was, again, great hustle by Andrew there, sliding in, sacrificing the body, making it a close call there.
Fielder's choice, a runner at first, one away, and David Kramer, the batter for Baptist Temple. Matty McGlynn in the hitter circle. Here's the pitch, and it's going to be swung on, shot to Luxton. Oh, vacuum cleaners it, throws his second one. The relay is to get a call, and they say in time, double play. Close play at first, but nice play by Jim Luxton. Again, he's ageless out there.
Yeah, beautiful play on it. Led Adam coming across the bag. Adam's got a big gun on him there, and we'll fire that thing across. Again, Hidden Valley thought they got it. They pulled across there and started running off, but they were waiting for the final call, and the umpire made the call there. Now we're heading to the bottom of the fourth.
1-6-3 if you're scoring along with us at home. We go back to more action in a moment. The bottom of the fourth coming up. Baptist Temple leading it here by a score of 10-9 over Hidden Valley Championship Church League Softball tonight for WRCO at WRCO.com.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
I'm Phil Mee, joined by Jamie Johnson for our broadcast tonight from Crosscut Park. And it'll be a little cooler tonight. Could be a little fog across the valley tonight.
Yeah, it could be there. We seen what there was a little discussion with the umpires. I was trying to eavesdrop on that, see if there's a discussion. But yeah, even in the last 10 minutes, that sun getting behind the tree, it's cool to drop down the temperature a little bit. But real comfortable night for softball.
Roger Wilson pops one behind second. The shortstop, Dave Harper, back, and he makes the play. Dave Harper told me that he's injured cobbled. Didn't see it on that play, did you?
Nope. He jet lag reflex. So he was looking to make sure there wasn't a collision there coming in from the second baseman right over past second base. Made the natural play being left-handed. It was probably the right move for him to make that play.
Corey Thompson, the batter, and he takes a look at a short one. It's ball one. One ball and no strikes. Corey Thompson sponsored by Ski Soda Pot. David Fretz into the motion, the pitch. This one is a little bit short as well. Ball two. Two and nothing to the batter. One away in the fourth and a nail biter here.
You know, if David just missed that one by about an inch, if he could get that one, that's a tough pitch. You can't step too far forward or you get called out.
Here's a high fly by Corey Thompson. Going to drop in there in right center, and he has a one-out hit. It reminds me, Jamie, because I know you and I have played ping pong before, too. Those little numbers on the edge of the table. You know?
Well, you know, we were talking about earlier about back when we played. I remember when we first, you know, I was a kid. I started back when I was middle school or whatever, but they had three diamonds here, no fences.
Right.
You were intermixed. You're talking to the other outfielder. Yep. Hey, this guy likes to hit this way. Be ready. You know, you're talking, preparing him for it.
Drive to left in there for a base hit by Andrew Thompson. His dad, Corey, stops at second. Yeah, remember, you'd have a lot of time would have to be called because the ball was rolling from the other diamond into the field of play on the other diamond. Batter will be Totter in a seat. So that means for Hidden Valley, they have the tying run at second. Go ahead, run at first. Pitch to Totter in a seat, and it's ripped foul over toward Highway 14 and out of play.
Todd's trying to mix it up here, throw him off guard. He very rarely pulls the ball. Maybe second time I've ever seen him pull the ball here. He likes to flip it to right center, right field down the line, and they're cheating off that line and all. He's really good at placing down that right field line.
Playing him.
Yeah, I would expect him to now come back up the middle or right center.
Dave Fretz with a pitch. This one ripped right up the middle and passed. A diving effort by Fretz. Runner Corey Thompson holds at third, and throw comes on. The bases are loaded. So Hennessy sneaks one through.
Yeah, and Hidden Valley's right in their prime of their lineup here. You know, you got 3, 4, 5 coming here. Runners in scoring position. It could be a big inning for Hidden Valley.
Ben Chidrick, the batter, and Dave Fretz asking for a new ball. Gets the new ball out there. And we're ready. Bases jammed, one away. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air, left center, and deep.
Could be a grand slam.
That ball is over the fence for a home run and a grand slam.
It's going to be a ground rule double.
Is it?
Yep, it bounced out there.
Oh!
I thought it was going to be a home run because it was going to be inside the park.
I thought it was over the fence, but it must have hit right at the base.
Yep, it went bounced right at the base. Huge break for that Temple. Well, that'd be a two-run double. But
they take the lead, though.
Yep.
Hidden Valley takes the lead now at 11-10. That was Todd Earnessy at second. Quinn Kidrick at first. Two RBIs on the double. And Adam Windsor, the batter. He'll rip one to about the same spot. And the left center fielder, oh, makes a great grab out there. Throw back to second.
Okay.
Out of time, tag by Todd Earnessy. He will score. Back to third base is Quinn Kidrick now. As Hidden Valley stays aggressive on the base paths. And the runner at third goes about half. Didn't go quite halfway. Gets back.
No. Quinn was, you know, touching that boundary. They have that boundary line there. Throw home was close. Andrew just got a little too far in front of the bag and just came off the bag a little bit. Always have been close. But, yeah, they have that rule. Once you go halfway past third, you have to go home and all of a sudden it's a force out. So Quinn was toying with that line, but he stayed behind it.
Jeremy Carter, the batter, looking for his first hit tonight. Rips one high in the air to left center. Left fielder's back, center fielder back, and can't find it. It's going to drop in there. Run will score. Kidrick is in. Carter's still going around the bases.
Here double. Ground rule double again. I saw him. He had to reach under the fence out there. It must be. It's, I don't think it's real tight back.
Must
up
not
there.
Be.
It's the one bounced over. That one kind of slid under and had to do that. So.
And Kidrick scores, so that's three runs across now for Hidden Valley. Jeremy Carter stays at second with the ground rule double. Might be setting a record for ground rule doubles here tonight. Christian Earnessy, 2 of 2 tonight, has a couple of RBIs. Dave Fretz into the motion. Here's a pitch ripped toward right center again. His sweet spot. Going to bounce in there, and here comes Jeremy Carter. He's waved, and he's coming in to score. Earnessy to second base as the throw comes on. So four runs across in the inning for Hidden Valley.
Christian had to hustle that one out to get the double. All his teammates have been getting the ground rule double. He had to hustle in there, but good aggressive base running.
Total of five runs across now, it looks like, in the inning. They're calling time. I think Corey Thompson coming out to check that first base bag to make sure it stays in the ground well. Don't want to have somebody get hurt.
Yeah, I saw a couple guys earlier kind of slip going across it, so I don't know if there's not enough dirt underneath it. It looked pretty solid as they touched it there. I just think, you know, sometimes as the season wears on, your cleats wear a little off and a little smoother. You hit that base just right, slide right off. But got Christian at second now, and Matt Hatfield coming to the plate.
14-10, if my general math skills are right. Hidden Valley in the lead now, coming back to take the lead of the big inning. Still two away. The pitch, Matt pops it up. This should be played all day. Fretz reaches up and grabs it for out number three. That will do it. Four complete. And we need to, did you bring your Texas Instruments calculator tonight
yeah.
or not? Oh, it is a good game. It's a fun one, and it's 14-10. Hidden Valley, by our additions here tonight, we'll go to the fifth. That's coming up next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure just that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know getting the right product is the secret to success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you'll have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700, open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming. Great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Crosscut Park. We're looking at a beautiful sunset. It is 14-10 as we get to the fifth inning here tonight. Matty McGlynn leads it off.
And I think they're going to be adding those two batters to the inning here, the bottom of the lineup here. So you might see them in the fifth inning or the next inning.
This one popped to the pitcher, and nice play. Jim Luxton pulls it in for out number one. So Matty is gone. And it should be Isaiah Capitol.
Yep. So I think they're just informing us the other two batters here when they come around and bomb the order. We'll see. We'll pay attention to that if they're added those two in. But right now we got Isaiah up, followed by Mitchell Woodman on deck.
Here's the pitch by Luxton. Bounce toward the pitcher off his glove. Windsor grabs it second, throws to first, not in time. It ricochets off the fence. Safe at first is Isaiah Coppernaugh.
And Isaiah, you know, to the letter of the law there, Isaiah does a good job of spinning out. He stopped, peeled out right. Christian was watching, because he peeled to the left. And technically, like, you're looking to go to second, especially on a play like that, Christian could tag him out. But heads up running there by Isaiah to make sure he spun out right.
Here's Mitchell Woodman, and he'll take a look at a ball. Just a little bit long for the veteran, Jim Luxton. One ball, no strikes. Runner at first. Here's the next pitch. This one bounced slowly to third and under the glove. Corey couldn't get it down. And runners at first and second now for Baptist Temple. That'll bring up Nathan Knable. Nathan, last time, popped out. He'll be the hitter. 14-10. Hidden Valley leading in the fifth inning. Hidden Valley needing to win tonight to go home. Otherwise, Baptist Temple would force a second game tonight. Jim Luxton with the pitch. Ooh, right on the money for strike one. Nothing in one. Luxton goes back. Here comes the pitch. And that one is going to be bounced slowly to the pitcher. Picked up by Luxton. Goes for the lead runner at third. And close play. They call him out at third. So force on Coppernaugh for out two. Woodman goes to second. Knable at first on the fielder's choice. And this is Connor Hying.
And Corey made sure that he was out. He rang the bell, tagged him just in case.
Just in case. Yeah,
that call. Always a good thing to do. I've been hurt by that.
Lights on at CrossFit Park, and this one is popped over.
Up to the crowd.
Ooh.
And over.
Nothing in one. Donald Hine. Get another opportunity. Luxton gets a new softball out. Two away in the top of the fifth inning. Runners at one and two for Baptist Temple. Luxton with the pitch. And it's taken for a strike. That'll do it. Jim Luxton comes back with a barn burner there.
Yeah, of a clutch out. Kind of a rare scoreless inning here tonight.
Yeah.
4-1. You know, 1-2-3 there. Or not 1-2-3, but didn't score anything there.
No. No runs and a hit and an error. There were two left on. We go to the bottom of inning number five here at CrossFit Park. It is a 14-10 lead for Hidden Valley over Baptist Temple in championship Church League Softball for WRCO and WRCO.com.
Quail Run Golf Links is ready to serve you. The clubhouse and golf course are open. Every Friday, enjoy the famous fish fry. Serving begins at 11 a.m. Carryouts available. Check out the daily lunch specials all week. Quail Run is open to the public. Gift certificates are available. Check them out at quailrungolflinks.com and on Facebook. They can't wait to see you out at Quail Run Golf Course in Richland Center, located off of County Highway Y.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they're there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts available for bundling home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or stop by 177 East Mill Street in Richland Center.
First ball hitting, Jim Luxton lines out to the right fielder who makes a nice play. I believe that was David Kramer out there.
Yep, David, the lefty there, recognizing that left-handed here up the plate in front of us.
One away for Ben Thompson. He was the Pontiac Vibe Salesman of the Year in 2020. Sold one. Here's the pitch. This one is outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Don't know what he gets for that. Here's the next pitch. This one is ripped high in the air, man. Good thing there's not a dome tonight.
Yeah, that could be trouble, as high as that is.
Oh, almost caught out there. Now bobbled by the center fielder all the way to second base is Ben Thompson.
Yeah, that one was so high. I thought that could cause some problems there. That was pretty high. It's hard to sometimes circle underneath those.
So this is Nolan Thompson, youngest of the Thompson brothers. Here's the pitch. Bounces it toward the pitcher, Dave Brett, scrambling, throws sidearm, and not in time, or is it?
Okay, yep, there you go.
Did they get it? Oh, and that was a nice play at
that
first base.
Yeah.
Good play over there by
Woodman.
I think that's Mitchell now. They
yep.
switched around, but Mitchell Woodman, nice play
yep.
at first.
Dave barehanded that. He picked up with his glove. He doesn't throw out Nolan. Those Thompson boys are quick, and he's able to snag that.
Ben now at third base, and Roger Wilson takes a strike.
And we see Corey that obviously those boys got their speed from their mom.
Here's the pitch. Ripped up the middle, base hit. That'll score a run. Ben Thompson is in. And Roger Wilson with an RBI hit.
Nolan will be running for him, courtesy runner.
All right.
Got some weird speed back in the bases there, Nolan, we just talked about.
So Corey Thompson will be up. He's got a couple of hits tonight. Makes his way in. So a run across in the inning makes it a 15-10 lead for Hidden Valley tonight. Lights on at Kroska Park, East Diamond. Here's the pitch. Ripped. Foul. Out of play. Nothing in one. So, yeah, your dad at 84, that's got to be near a record, I would think, for Church League soccer.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I know Delmer Hillesheim batted, I remember one time not too long ago, you know, and he was up in his age there. But
Alan Umbehan is another one. That,
yeah.
I remember him playing a long time. I was playing.
That was definitely one of the highlights of the summer for me. one of the guys were missing him and wanted my dad there, and he came out. And,
oh, my goodness. Here's the pitch. Corey rips it. Oh, what a play by David Pratt. Holy cow, up in the air, makes a snag, and the two go out and hug. Corey Thompson says, Dave, hey, that's a nice play. You robbed me, but nice play. That'll do it here in the inning. A run across on a hit. There was an error, and one left aboard. So we are done with five, and it's now 15-10. It's Valley leading Baptist Temple in Church League softball for WRCO and WRCO.com.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Jim Luxton continues his warm-up pitches as we get set for the sixth inning here. In Valley with a 5-run lead, so Baptist Temple trying to come back to any. They've got their top of the order waiting a couple of batters from now. They'd like to kind of set the table.
They would. And we're in the Church League rules where there's no mercy rule. They can score as many runs as they want here in the first 5 innings. They're limited to 7 runs an inning.
Fletcher bounces to Windsor at short. Low throw. Snuck out there by the first baseman, but safe is the call as Fletcher beats it out at first base. Boy, he was legging it down the line.
Yep. Good stretch by Christian, but I think he beat that out. It was a good hustling play.
So time is called. And I think they're going to appeal it again. Coming on to join the conversation is home plate umpire Dave Frank, who's one of the league commissioners. And safe is the call. So one on. And Duncan Harper. Yeah, looks like he'll make his way in. Again, they've changed the lineup a couple of times at this level.
I think that's Malachi on deck there.
Malachi.
These are the two that we thought earlier. They just weren't here yet or weren't added in until later.
Pitch is outside for a ball. One ball with no strikes. Fletcher at first. They certainly have some wheels here in this part of the lineup. Hunter at first. Here's the pitch. Popped up. First base side, and that'll be in there.
Foul ball
as the catcher made a nice effort there. Todd Ernesty. Wishes that he would have had that one.
Yeah, he always wanted to try to snag that, but he was third way down the first baseline. He was hustling on that one to make that play. But now we've got Duncan's got new life here. If he takes advantage of that. Or
1-1 count. Here's the pitch by Luxton. It's going to be bounced toward third. Tough play. Corey Thompson puts the second, and it is dropped. And not in time at second. So runners at 1-2.
Yeah, this is making, that's a key play here late in the game here. They're down runs. Now you're bringing the top of the order here. Could get a little exciting here for us. So we finish up the championship game here.
15-10. Yeah, I'm down to my last 10. So, we'll see what goes. That top of the order at Malachi Fretz. 1-2 tonight. Pitch is going to be ripped to right field. Coming out of the right fielder, Nolan Thompson runs in and grabs it for the out. Nice play.
And was available to avoid the collision with Quinn Tidrick. I think Nolan probably lose that battle.
he might.
Quinn's been in the weight room there. You can see that. But Quinn was heading out. But nice catch. Avoid the collision. All's well for Hidden Valley on that play.
That'll bring up Dusty Callan, who has got a couple of hits tonight. Here comes pitch. Runners at one and two and one away. Bouncer foul outside of third. Strike one. Nothing in 1-2, the batter. Now, good memories. You know, someone could write a book about this league, I think, and the stories that could be told behind
yeah.
the scenes.
Yep. You know, so many things. Great history, the length of the league, number of teams at one point. You know, you had the three generations. We mentioned Nubby Hounds earlier. I know they were
yep.
one.
Here's a deep drive to right center. Trouble. That ball is going to bounce against the fence. Looking good for Baptist Temple. Coming in to score a run. And Trouble. Now overthrow at second. Back to the home plate. They're going to get a force at home plate on the throw from Windsor to the plate. So
yeah.
a run scores and one out there.
Yeah, a little base running error there. Dusty actually ran him off third. It kind of forced him to go. He went to stop. Andrew ran that down. I was just going to say, Dusty likes to go right center. Didn't know if he'd be able to get it over Andrew's head. A lot of people have tried this year. I've watched some of their games, and that was the first time someone got one over Andrew's head. But got it in quick, and were able to get that key force out.
That'll make it 15-11, and the batter is Ira Coppernall. Here's the pitch. Ira bounces it slowly. A lot of trouble. Going to try to score from third, and Corey Thompson will let it go. It's a base hit in the line, and it's 15-12. How about that?
15-12, top of the order coming up here, you know, to the cleanup hitter, David Harper. You know, your four or five hitters.
So, yeah, David had an RBI hit last time. And so two runs across in the sixth inning. Luxton back to work. Here's the pitch to Harper. David down the line. Foul ball toward Boaz. Out of play.
Yeah, he got a hold of that. That one brought a little rise out of the bench over there. They thought that one might have had a chance to get down the line there. I was going to say, one before that, Ira, we referred to it as a swinging bunt base hit. Big swing.
Oh,
just kind of
yeah.
just dribbled it down there. And Corey had no chance to get Dusty at home or Ira going down first. Hear the ball, make sure, you know, throw it away somewhere else and let the runners advance.
Runner at first and two away. Nothing at one. Here's the pitch taken for a ball.
Jim went deep on him. He hasn't gone there a real lob, trying to get him to go fishing. Get that one strike on him.
One and one count. Here comes the pitch. Harper rips it to center. Coming on the left center fielder, and he's got it for the out. And that will do it for Baptist Temple in the inning. They do score a couple of times here in the frame, and they do it with the aid of three base hits. There also was an error in the inning, and it is 15-12 as we go to the bottom of the sixth. Coming up next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Yeah, you know, so...
Welcome back to Crosscut Park. I'm Phil Lee, joined by Jamie Johnson. I know Dave Turk, he has a big book that goes back, the ledger from like the first days of Church League back in the late 50s, early 60s, and all the church dues that they had to pay to be a part of the league and some of the names. And yeah, somebody could write a real nice history on the league.
I'm sure you can refer to Bill Twiney. Bill likes to, he's a very nostalgic historian, and he's
yep.
been following the Church League for a long time, been a long-time participant, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's on the injured reserve tonight, but he said he's going to be back next year, and he predicts he's going to hit a couple home runs next year, I guess. That's what he said anyway.
There you go. I think I've been around 40 years now.
Holy mackerel. And here's Andrew Thompson bouncing one to left. It's in there for the base hit.
About 4 years off there, so 36 out of the
36
out of the 40 years for myself.
Todd Ernest, he will be the batter, then followed by Quinn Kidrick against Dave Fretz and the Baptist Temple squad here. 15-12 ball game.
You know, they had this rule about referred to as a B player, and I was so looking forward. I thought, wait a minute, I thought I'd be a good B player. I'm not a good B player. I just qualify as a B player, you know.
A B player.
Those that age catches up to you those last few, but it's still a lot of fun, and we're still able to compete.
A little blooper to left, and a caught. Todd Ernest, he tried to sneak one in, and hauled in by the left fielder. So, nice play. And that was Dusty Callan, I believe.
Yeah, out of character. I mean, not out of character. For that. I mean, just, again, I've watched him play for so many years. Tried to catch him off guard. He flipped one to left earlier, tried, and He loves that right field. So they pitched him inside and pitch on that, trying to sneak down that third baseline.
Ben Kendrick, who doubled last time, will be the hitter, and he takes a ball. He wanted it.
Yeah, he was leaning, lunging, held off. Wasn't the pitch he wanted. He can back and wait.
Nothing in one. Here comes the next pitch. That one fouled off, and look out, Bam. Oh, nice catch in the stands there. So,
one best plays of the night there defensively. Yeah, everybody's giving her a hard time around there.
Wasn't in the field of play, but don't get to keep them here either. Here's the pitch, ripped to left, a bullet to left field, and caught again by Callum.
Yeah, great description, Phil. That was a bullet. Woo. That thing came off that dead bat pretty hard. That was impressive. Well positioned, just hit it on a dime right through him. He didn't have to move. I don't know if he would have had to move. If he would have ran that one down, that was a bullet coming out of there.
Here is Adam Windsor. He's got a couple of hits, RBI tonight, a couple of runs scored. Dave frets into the motion. There's the pitch, and it's a ball. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Back to the pitcher. Runner remains at first, 2-0. Here's the pitch. He got under it. It's the left field. The left fielder is going to be back. He's touched the fence, then comes in and makes the grab for out number three.
Yeah, well played by the left fielder there. Got back underneath it, had his arm back, just to make sure he kept back, and he was able to settle in under it. Here we go to the seventh.
Here we go. That's right, Jamie. And that's the first time that Hidden Valley has not scored tonight in an inning. How about that? After six, it is 15-12. It is a lead for Hidden Valley, a slim one over Baptist Temple on WRCO, WRCO.com.
There's good news for those suffering from gum disease. Williams & Pierce Family Dental is now offering treatment without cutting or stitches. With laser bacteria reduction, WP Dental can treat moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis so you can quickly return to your normal routine. You'll heal naturally with full retention of your gums. If you suffer from tender, red, swollen, or bleeding gums, call 647-3993 for an appointment to evaluate your condition or visit Williams & Pierce Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Top of the seventh, Hidden Valley leading by three runs here in Church League softball. Brandon DeBuechler, Dave Fretz, and Derek Callen will be up. Kind of a fired up match for Baptist Temple over there.
Yeah, it's rally time. It's now or never. You know, they got to get some runs across here.
Jim Luxton on the hill, and DeBuechler today, who has scored a run, takes a rip to right field. Thompson over, Nolan can't find it. It's going to drop in there. And rounding first and holding is DeBuechler.
Yeah, good hit, good coverage, good recovery to hold him to a single there, on that ball.
Back up by Andrew out there in the outfield.
I thought when that got over, I thought that could be a double or triple here, and Andrew just gobbled that thing up and fired it back in and held him to a single.
Hey, Fred, who has singled and doubled. He'll be the batter now against Luxton. Jim skyballs it, and here's a rip to left field. Coming on the left center fielder, plays it on the hop. There are two aboard now for Baptist Temple and the tying run at the plate, Gene.
Yeah, here comes Derek, probably one of the more dangerous hitters that Baptist Temple has, a veteran player, good strength. Again, where he likes to go, we'll see if that outfield can run this one down or if he can find a gap in the middle there and keep it fun.
Now it is two hits. Here's the pitch. Bounced slowly on the infield. Corey Thompson gloves it. Has to easily step on the bag. Just got there in time for the force.
Yeah, I think he went to tag him. Thought, I'll just go to the bag. And then Brandon was hustling over there. Almost snuck in.
So what a way. Dave Fretz goes to second. Callum at first on the fielder's choice. And this is the left-handed batting. Brady McGlynn.
Yeah, a huge out there. I mean, you got the lead runner, dangerous hitter, there that to get Derek. Fielder's choice. That's a huge win for Hidden Valley, especially if they want to secure this, wrap this up here.
Luxton deals a ball inside. Close. One ball, no strikes. Three-run lead. A slim one here in this game for Hidden Valley. Baptist Temple up. Here's the bouncer towards second. Kendrick, nice play. Back to Ernesty at the bag. Didn't get him, I don't think. Run around third and going about halfway. Yep, nope, that's through the line. He goes back to third.
He goes back. I think they called him out at first.
We're waiting and seeing. That was really close.
Yeah. Yep. I'm glad I'm not that umpire, and I'm glad I'm over here and have fun with you, Phil, not having to be the stress on making that call. Cause that was bang, bang. Christian was hustling over. Quinn fired it over. Tough angle. It's not your normal angle to make that play.
Brett's at third, Callen at second then, so two away. And batter should be Andrew Knabel. Hit Valley is kind of adjusting the infielders.
Yeah.
So the infield drawn in a little bit here. Again, tying run at the plate. Andrew Knabel, who has a hit in two trips, takes a look at a ball.
Yeah, I think the holdup there was Baptist Temple was questioning, thought he was safe and asking for a feel, or they were sure of that.
Here's the pitch fouled off for a strike. One ball and one strike. That makes Hidden Valley a strike and out away from wrapping it up here.
Yeah.
Going to take a two-out something or other here from Knabel and company. Brett's at third, Callen at second. Here is the pitch. And it swung on and missed, and that will do it, I believe.
Yep.
Three strikeouts in the game for Jim Luxton, and the win will go to Hidden Valley tonight. In the seventh, no runs, two hits, no errors, and two left on. Congratulations, Hidden Valley. That's five in a row, James.
Yeah, they've dominated the diamond, as they say here, the last 5 years, half a decade. They're on a roll. And, teams will be gunning for them next year. be ready to try to knock them off.
Well, and this team here, how about 15 to 12? This is a young bunch from Baptist Temple. They gave them a ride tonight, didn't they?
Yeah, and we talked before the beginning of the year, we opened up with Baptist Temple, and Dave talked about what a young team, and they're just trying to get them experience and exposure. Don't have a lot of softball background or playing, and they've just made huge strides to make it all the way to the championship game this year. A lot of young guys running, hustling, making good plays. So they have an exciting future, that's for sure.
They do. Postgame show is next from WRCO, WRCO.com.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you're a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and the surrounding area. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect, all from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, it's Tri-County Building Supply.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a gold-certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion meeting the rigorous gold-level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with two ASE-certified master technicians and a limited 36,000-mile, 36-month peace-of-mind warranty on parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service, Richland Center.
Get top dollar for quality pre-owned trade-ins at the Philback family of dealerships, or get cash on the spot for your vehicle. Either way, the Philback family wants to buy local. So if you're in Southwest Wisconsin or the tri-state area, visit one of their four area locations. Click the Sell Your Vehicle tab on their website at philback.com and have that cash in no time. Stop by the Philback family of dealerships in Boscobel, Highland, Prairie du Chien, or Richland Center. Top dollar for your vehicle is a click away at philback.com.
Welcome back to Cross Cup Park, our post-game show. Phil Nee joined by Jamie Johnson for the broadcast. 15-12, the final. Hidden Valley gets the win over Richland Baptist Temple. One of our most, truly, this is one of the most fun broadcasts of the year. Just laid back, and just it's like broadcasting at a family picnic or something.
it was a great rendition, I'm sure you saw about there, but they ended the prayer. You always start the game with a prayer and end the game with a prayer, but then they both seem to join in singing Amazing Grace. And that was a very moving moment there to wrap that up. I thought that was a very touching way to end the season. But then both crowds stood and cheered for their teams. And again, like it is, it's just a family atmosphere. That's what the Church League is about. Support your team and just having a great time. See Hidden Valley getting their team picture for the fifth time in a row, as you said, here. But regular season and tournament champs, not always the easiest thing to do.
I have not seen that. Is that something common, Amazing Grace, at the end of the game?
No, I've never seen that before. In my 36 years, I've never seen that there, Phil, playing. So.
Now, if I had to give an MVP for Boyce, I'd say probably David Harper.
Yeah, because Dave probably left that.
He wouldn't be MVP there. But the game won tonight by Hidden Valley, and they trailed in this one, just like they did in the previous tournament game. It was a big four-run second and a six-run third for Baptist Temple as they came out to take the lead at that point. And it was 10-4, and then it was a big comeback. So rallying tonight to win was Hidden Valley being.
Yeah, and the turning point was, Hidden Valley getting back five runs, making it 10-9, then holding them scoreless. And then that they were able to come back and take that lead. If Baptist Temple could have kept putting the pressure on, get a few more runs, especially with that mercy rule, you all of a sudden you can't reel them in yet. And all of a sudden, Hidden Valley, like if they were able to scratch three runs, all of a sudden Hidden Valley's like, oh man, we can't even catch them after this inning. It's going to come down to fifth or sixth. And, great game again. Baptist Temple, a huge improvement over the year. Really proud of that group. What they've done, they should be really proud of themselves. They're having fun. A lot of smiles over there, even now as we talk. And, so that's great to see. And, again, we talked about how young they are. They're going to be in this league for a long time.
They are. Jim Wuxton gets the win in the circle. Dave Fred Fishwell suffers a loss in the circle for Baptist Temple. And both teams are fairly young. In fact, Hidden Valley might be the elder of the two teams that played here tonight. But a lot of these guys are going to go on and play. I don't know if they'll play like you 36 years, but you never know.
Start
young and keep it going. So. Lots of fun and stories to tell. Jamie, thanks for coming along. And
thanks for the opportunity. It was fun to be here this year and playing again and being here to share those experiences with everyone here tonight listening to you. And as a church league, we love it. It's one of those great things that we have that our town has to offer. We appreciate all that you do. I know I do all the things that you do for Richland Center and the surrounding area. I don't know. You always joke you'll sleep when you die, I guess, because you're everywhere. Morning show, late night, everything, Saturdays. But we appreciate all that you do from Hornet Sports to Church League to your radio and the music stuff. So you're very much appreciated in our community. Phil, you're a staple, just like Church League softball.
Thank you. Thank you, Jamie, for saying that. And I'll be dealing with you in volleyball not too far down the road. I think our first broadcast is August 31st.
Yep, right around the corner for September here this year, opening up the conference play.
And our next local broadcast Thursday night from Ithaca, the Bulldogs host Cashton and area football, and we'll be out at Richland Center High School, the Vitus Rook Field, on Friday night for the Hornets opener against Westby. For Jamie Johnson, I'm Phil Lee, congratulating Hidden Valley on a 5-peat, five in a row now in Church League softball tonight. It was a great game, 15-12 over Baptist Temple. Good night from Crosscut Park. We have been engineered very, very well by Mr. Tim Feed as well, by the way. And you've been listening to Championship Church League Softball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student-athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.